All right, well, good morning, church. I'm so glad you are here, even though it's a small service. This is God's appointment. Happy New Year. Let's see. So I'm going to jump right into announcements. We have Fresh Food Initiative on the 16th. I'm the clicker guy because Brock is not here. Day of Hope. And then into our first slide. I just wanted to let you know, I'm sure you know this, that this is Pastor Ken Ray's last Sunday with us. And we just thank you so much for giving of yourself so freely and whatever we needed, whenever we needed it, and bringing us beautiful messages from a full career at the pulpit. And I don't know, maybe you all don't know this. Some of you maybe don't know it, but Pastor lost his wife earlier this year. So this was his first holidays without his partner. Of how many years were you married? 54. So that's hard. And I think, you know, giving of yourself right in the midst of your grief is beautiful. And I think, you know, that's how we become compassionate people, is when we pass through the fire and can minister to others. And speaking of passing through the fire, we're going to be, our hearts are with Ralph and Glenda this morning as they lost Delaney yesterday. We just pray the peace of God would pass all understanding. When my mom lost my dad last fall, she said she literally felt 2 inches off the ground and being carried everywhere. And the peace of God can be that real. And maybe you don't know the peace of God until you need it the very most. And then it is absolutely overwhelming. So we are praising God with Ralph and Glenda and their family that Delaney accepted Christ as her Savior just a few weeks back. I think it was a month and a half ago. It was very recently. And she is getting to know Jesus right now. And then, of course, Pastor Kenny will be joining us next Sunday. So lots of new things happening and a lot of things to look forward to in this new year. So happy new year, and we hope that you can open your hearts to what the Lord has for you this morning and this month, this week. I'm going to go to prayer. If there are any prayer requests, I would take them now. Lindsay. Anyone else? All right, let's pray. Father, sometimes I just feel so battle weary and just come to you with a pile of broken pieces in my hands, just like a child with a toy who looks up to their parent and says, "Can you fix this?" And there are so many hurts here among us, and probably many not ever voiced, but that is the human condition. And we're just lifting up our hurting and our broken to you, Father, and saying, "Fix it." We lift up the child's family. And I don't even know everyone's names, but I know that there are siblings and aunts and uncles. And the pain is so intense. Thank you for the rescue that you have made possible for Delaney, that she is enjoying your presence this morning. Father, I ask that you would use these ashes and turn them into beauty in the months and years to come. You work everything for redemptive purposes. You are such a good Father. We echo Job. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. And blessed is the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for the new year. We give it to you corporately this morning. Ask you to do your best with it. You know the plans you have for us. Plans to prosper us and not to harm us. And plans to give us a hope and a future. We thank you for those plans. And we trust you. I lift up Lindsay to you this morning, and I ask that you would give peace to her heart and know that when she is looking to you for her divine healer, she does not have to have any fear. In fact, perfect love casts out fear. And you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a strong mind. So I just speak health over Lindsay's body in the name of Jesus. I ask that you would give wisdom to the doctors to do their job well, and to give her a good report so that she would be experiencing restoration and healing in the days to come. Father, we love you, and we believe, but help us in our unbelief. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't you stand with me, and we are going to sing Revelation song together. And I hope I remember to change all the slides.
Sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Sing praise to the King of Kings. wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery. God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Can you hear? There is a new song breaking out from the children of freedom. Every race and every nation, sing it out, sing a new hallelujah. Yeah. Let us sing love to the nations, bringing hope of the grace that has freed us, making known and making famous. Sing it out, sing a new hallelujah. Yeah. Church arise, let love reach to the other side. Alive, come alive, let the song arise. Africa sings a new song, reaching out with a new hallelujah. Every son and every daughter, everyone sing a new hallelujah. Church arise, let love reach to the other side. Alive, come alive, let the song song arise. Yeah. Let the song.
Everyone sing a new hallelujah. Everyone sing a new hallelujah. Everyone sing a new hallelujah. Everyone sing a new hallelujah.
You may be seated. It's hard to sing when we're sad. It's hard to sing when we're sad. But we're supposed to anyway. Come into my embrace, precious one. Lay your head on my breast and soak in my love. You will receive an overflow of all that you need and desire. You will experience healing for yourself and receive a supply of healing oil for the wounded. Lift up your eyes that are downcast and look into mine. See the passionate love there and be revived. Ask me for oil to heal your eyes so you can see. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great things that you do not know. I'm waiting for your call as the prodigal son's father waited and watched for his son's return. My arms are open and aching to hold you and comfort you, love you and heal you. Come, my beloved, come to me. I have a ring for your finger, new clothes for you to wear, and a large banquet prepared to honor you. I hear the cries of your heart, your silent screams. I hear you, my beloved one. Come to me, come close to me, and let me hold you in my arms. I see the battle waged against you, my beautiful one. Know that I am in the midst of the battle with you. You will not be left behind. My decree, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am your God. I am your lover. You are doing my work, the assignments I have given you. You are being faithful. I see your distress with yourself. Look at me. Love, look at me and not at yourself or others. Focus on me and you will overcome. Let's do some more worshiping together if you would like to stand. In the darkness we were waiting, without hope and without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. To reveal the kingdom coming and to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation, you did not despise the cross. For even in your suffering, you saw to the other side, knowing this was our salvation, Jesus, for our sake you died. Praise the Father, praise. these pieces broken and scattered, in mercy gathered, mended and whole. Empty-handed, but not forsaken, I've been set free, I've been set free. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, you take our failure, you take our weakness, you set your treasure in jars of clay. So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel, the world to see your life in me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I am found, was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see you now. I can see the love, laying yourself down, raising up the broken to life. Father, you saw from the very beginning how broken, what a mess we would make of our lives. And you loved us so much that you did not spare your son. You chose to crush him so that in his crushing we would be set free and have new life. And then you promised that we are new creations. Lord, revive us this year. Stir up our hearts to repentance and do a new thing in this church. You have preserved us unto now, and you have brought us through so much, and you did not allow our doors to close. And you want to do something in this church. Help us to submit and make ourselves willing to your work, Lord. There's so many hurting in Grass Lake. May this be the year that we reach those people. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to share in communion this morning. And this is an open table, which means it doesn't matter what denomination you're from, because there's only one church anyway, and that's the body of Christ in the world. So everyone that wants to partake of the body and blood of Christ is welcome to do so. And Jamie, if you'll stand there, and I'll let us remember Jesus, who though he was rich, yet for our sakes became poor and dwelt among us, whom the common people heard gladly, for he understood their ways. Let us remember Jesus, who was master and Lord to his disciples, yet was among them as their companion and as one who served, whose meat was to do the will of the Father who sent him, who loved men yet retired from them to pray, who rose a great while before day, watched through a night, stayed in the wilderness, went up into a mountain, sought a garden, who prayed for the forgiveness of those who rejected him and for the perfecting of those who received him. Let us remember Jesus, who disregarded his own comfort and convenience, thought first of the needs of others, and though he suffered long, was always kind. May this mind be in us that was in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. I share that written by a friend of mine, James Earl Massey. If I can't preach, it's his fault. He's the guy that taught me. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he'd given thanks, he broke it. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if anyone eats and drinks without discerning the body, he eats and drinks judgment upon himself. So I encourage you to take a look at what's in your jar. And I encourage you to come and share in the remembrance of what Christ has done for us. If you come down the center and recede down the sides, see Jamie first and then me. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance. In remembrance. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance. Jesus. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me.
If you would like to stand with us for a closing song.
May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in all goodness, as that you may do his will and may make of us what he would have us be, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. God bless, Martha.
I think out of all your messages, I enjoyed that one the most.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, dear.
You.